And we are on another impromptu episode. I'm calling these Real Estate Bites, and I get to connect with people all over the globe through this radio podcasting app. And I'm on with Kemi Belgrave, which I love this headshot of you, by the way. It reminds me when I had beautiful big hair.
Thank you.
Kemi, say hello to our listening audience and share with them a little bit about who you are and what you do, and we'll just roll on to it.
Hi, Lisa. Hey, listeners. My name is Kemi Belgrave, and I love real estate. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am a real estate agent who is painting the town yellow.
I love it. So this is very, very, very cool. Do you have a focal point in terms of an area in which you, residential, commercial, maybe a little of rescom, which means residential and commercial? What do you like to do business?
I am a residential agent. I focus on home buyers and also home sellers who really want a hands-on agent who is going to take care of them, because there are some crazy agents out here in these streets.
Be safe out here in these streets,
because we have some agents that sold a house and a half and think that they are an expert and they don't know what they are doing. And so I make it my business to protect my clients and to make sure that they're getting the best service, and also that they're getting the most knowledgeable person and my team.
That's wonderful. And you, as you see, so let me share for those who are listening for the first time, Lisa Puerto, host of Ready Set Real Estate, founder of Real Estate 100 Youth Foundation, which is our organization. And Kemi, listen to this. This, our organization is the first real estate focused nonprofit for youth and young adults. So I teach children real estate across the country. And
yes,
I'm looking to connect with more industry partners to kind of carry on the movement. We call it our hashtag Real Estate 100 movement. And we just did a presentation here in Compton. I did one in Atlanta actually a couple weeks. And if you are a member of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, I will be presenting at their Youth Academy for their 71st annual convention that is happening in Atlanta this year. So let's meet. Let's connect.
Yes, I'm signed up. I'm already sold. Sold. Yet another close.
There it is. ABC, right? Always be closing.
ABC. I love it.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, I really like that resonates with me, especially because the whole super agent branding for me has come out of protecting prospective clients and just the consumer audience, consumer. I really like to say prosumer, and I'm just going to define that real quick. So we're in an era where people are producing and we're consuming what we produce. So I like to say prosumer because we're creatives and we're innovating in this time, in this day and time. So we're using what we're creating at a very fast rate, and entrepreneurship, creative ideas, business ownership, especially in particular, business ownership and entrepreneurship under with Black women has superseded numbers far more in these last couple of years than any time before. So that resonates with me when you talk about protecting integrity, bringing your expertise, you know, what your gifts are. Us a little bit about, I have to touch on the craziness. So what's out there? Let's hear what has been happening, because I know from my end as a real estate professional here in California, I've seen my end of crazy, and it just, every transaction is different because we're dealing with different personalities. So share with us kind of your save the day moment, if you have one, maybe if you can recall a save the day. Kemi, save the day.
Kemi, save the day. Okay, I run into a lot of co-agents. Okay. Those are the agents on the other side of the transaction, whether it's a buyer or a seller. Mm-hmm. And these agents really are amateurs. They don't know what they're doing. And, you know, people, this is a purchase or a sale of a home. So there's a lot of moving parts And, you know, this person is packing up their life. They might be moving across country. You know, they're going to be literally homeless if these dates don't work out.
Right.
And there's some agents that don't know what they're doing and are not really caring or sensitive to this time table that's going on. And so, you know, you're late with paperwork, or you don't know how to fill out paperwork. Or you haven't been talking to the lender. If I'm representing a home seller, you know, the seller's trying to get their money and get on with their life. They may be purchasing another home across town or another state. Right. And so the urgency and the importance of doing your due diligence as an agent is very important to, yeah, due diligence. Yes. It's very important to your clients and all parties involved. So, I mean, I had an agent that was prideful. They just knew they knew what they were doing, and they didn't need anybody's help. Okay.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
Which is, you know, it's a telltale sign of, yes, of someone that doesn't know what they're doing, because this is a very complex transaction. And if I am in it with another agent and you're like, hey girl, where's this contract, or where is this form, and I forgot or something, thank you, remind me, let me know what is going on.
Right.
But every time I would do a gentle nudge, this person just could not receive that. You know, they were very confrontational about that. And it got to the point where I actually had to contact their client to get this thing sold. And at the end, at the closing table, they didn't even show up for closing. the other agent and their clients were asking me for my card and my contact information because they want to work with me in the future.
Right.
Because I got it done.
You got it done. Kimmy, get it done.
Yes, ma'am. Get it done.
Get it done.
Gotta get it done.
That's right.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So I'm really glad that you're sharing that perspective, because it's one of the things that my listening audience, they always hear me say due diligence. So I really appreciate when I bring on industry professionals and they're saying the same thing. So it's not just Lisa making up the words about due diligence. And especially when I'm dealing with the younger audience and I'm teaching them, like we just did our workshop, and I was saying, do we sign things we don't read? And they're like, no, we must read. We must read the fine print. And if we don't know, we ask, right? And yes. I'm huge on getting back to that space. So I appreciate you as a professional that's saying, hey, did you make sure you ordered the city inspection report? Did you schedule it already? Because each city is different, right? Everybody's got different rules about, you know, when that inspection is going to be done and when that report is going to happen, because we can't close without the report. So it's so funny because I'm saying that because I actually am in a transaction right now where my TC had to do that little gentle nudge and say, hey, did you schedule the city inspection?
It's like, oh, thank you, girl. I don't forget.
That's what the other agent said. The other agent says, oh, I'll get on it. And that concerns me because we have a 21-day close and you let a whole week go by and you didn't order it. So
yes, that's a problem.
That now I'm concerned, but I'm not going to. That becomes a point of negotiation later. And see, I use everything to negotiate. So
me too.
You either going to cough up a little bit more money, you going to pay me more. Somebody's getting something if I got to do more work.
And you know what's so funny? Because I talk to clients who think that they are going to sell their homes themselves or buy homes themselves.
Vicariously living through us.
Living through us. And I let them know, and you know, some people are responsive and some people aren't, but I let them know, if I ran into you on the other side of this transaction, I would mop the floor with you. I said, you would be spending so much extra money and you wouldn't even know it. You would not even know it. My client would have such an advantage over you because you're ignorant. I'm not going to defend myself in court. Yes, I've seen Law and Order, all of the episodes. You know, I have. I've seen them all. But that does not give me the knowledge to successfully defend myself in court. And I tell people all the time, real estate is a complex thing.
Yes, it's a litigious, very litigious industry. Absolutely, which is why contracts is how we protect our clients. I like to say, and I can hear that you, this resonates with you as well. I like to say that actually the money's in a contract. I mean, we can talk a good game, but I just need to tie you up in a contract and I'm going to work it.
Yes. Yes. And it's in the beginning too. It's in the beginning too. Exactly. I am preparing for all types of contingencies in just in case, and I'm setting you up to save you money or make you more money in the way beginning. I have a vision. I have a vision for you in the contract. Kemi, you know,
Kemi's got a plan. Kemi's got a plan. Kemi, we're gonna get to close to wrapping this up. I want people to make sure that for those who are listening, tuning in, because we are on radio podcasts everywhere. That's what's really amazing about this. So they can get connected on the Ready Set Real Estate podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. We're on over 8 platforms, plus some people listening to us in their car dashboard radios. Over 4 million people. So that's exciting. We get to give them these real estate bites, is what I'm calling it. Let them know how they can get connected with you, where you are on social media, if you're on social media. And we just want to make sure they get connected with reputable agents such as yourself.
Well, awesome. Thank you. I just started with the social media because I'm a dinosaur in that area, but I am.
No worries.
But honey, I'm new and improved right now. Okay.
Let me say this. Hold on. Let me say this. For someone who just started on social media, you jumped on an impromptu radio podcast. You are going to be someone awesome. You're already awesome. You cut right through the yellow tape and you like, boom, head of the snake. Who do I go to? Oh, that one right there.
And that's exactly how I am in real estate and life. Like, just do it. Just get it done. So it's Kemi Belgrave. It's K-E-M-I Belgrave, B-E-L-G-R-A-V-E. That's across all platforms. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Musically, what else? Twitter.
What?
It's all
You're
the
Musical.ly?
Same.
What? I gotta get on Musical.ly. I haven't
I'm
been
on Musical.ly.
My son keeps telling me, like, Mom, do the video with the music. I'm not on Musical.ly. I didn't know. I need to up my game.
Well, I have an account though. I haven't actually posted on Musical.ly.
That's wonderful, because a guest on my show, I brought on a digital marketing specialist, and we were talking about how a business owner, the independent, the entrepreneur can brand themselves. And that was one thing I pointed out, that what I did was I locked in LA Super Agent on all platforms, even if I don't use them. So for those of you who are listening,
nice.
Kemi did exactly that. And she said, even though I'm not active, I am protecting my name, my brand on these platforms, because maybe one day I may grow into it. So I appreciate that. Oh, that was awesome.
And I'm actually launching my KemiBelgrave.com next week. So next week, you're going to get a KemiBelgrave.com and Kemi Belgrave loves. I have a lot of passions in my life, and real estate is one of them. So Kemi Loves Real Estate will be on there.
That is awesome. So you guys heard it here today. This was her debut. She'll get a copy. So hopefully she'll throw it on the feed, have the IT person embed it as a RSS feed on your website.
You better teach me, girl.
Yeah,
you better teach me, girl.
I got you. And so for those of you who love to hear me say connect, build, and share on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, LA Super Agent, and also visit the website, lasuperagent.com. You can learn more about what we're doing through our nonprofit work. We do have my first ninth grade intern is finishing up his real estate internship program with me. And that has been a blessing and amazing. And we seek to do a lot more across the country. So Kemi, definitely want to connect with you. Thank you for coming on, taking this time. And we're out. That's another episode of Real Estate Bites. Thank you.